It's Morning Edition on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Chuck Hinman. This month's Artscape features a look at a new exhibit called Support and Defend, Art Relevant to the Veteran Experience. Appropriately, it's at the Vets Gallery in Providence, part of the Vets Auditorium building. I talked to the man who put this exhibit together, Paul Murray, a photographer and writer based in Jamestown. I wondered at the circumstance of an art exhibit for veterans located at the Vets Gallery, deliberate choice or a happy coincidence?
It was actually a bit of both.
Murray explains he's a member of the Art League of Rhode Island, sponsor of the Support and Defend exhibit.
The Art League of Rhode Island has had a relationship with the Veterans Auditorium for about a year and a half now to put on various exhibits within the gallery. So given that, and my interest in showing veterans art, seemed like a nice match.
Was this your idea? How did that come about?
Yes, this is my idea, and it's one that's been germinating for a while. Based on experiences that I've had the last, I'd say, 5 or 6 years with the Rhode Island National Guard, as well as other parts of the military, particularly the Airborne and Special Forces, where I've been able to understand and get acquainted with a lot of the people and understand what the various issues are that they face.
Murray himself is not a veteran, but he says he wanted to reflect the veterans' reality by exhibiting works by artists who are veterans or who have veterans in their families.
Many of them are just creative in their own ways. You know, they are artists and they are veterans, and some of them use art as a form of release or ways of managing their issues that come up during their either military service or after the military service.
Now, how were the pieces selected? How did you go about doing that process?
There were three ways that we got art into the show. One was a national call for entry so that people could put forth their art and have it evaluated. Then I also looked for particular artists, typically ones that were heavily involved in veteran art, and I would actually talk to them and then bring them into the fold if I thought they were the right mix of what I was looking for. And a third segment of this is a relationship that we have with an organization called the Arts and the Military in Virginia. This is a small group of people that have actually looked at a variety of veteran art and have created a set of it, now about 400 pieces, and they have loaned us what is now about 30% of our show.
Murray says the national call for entry resulted in the submission of about 85 pieces of art, with about a quarter of those making it into the show. The evaluation process was done by two jurors. I talked to one of them, Tom Morrissey, professor of visual and digital art at Community College of Rhode Island and a Vietnam veteran. Morrissey says it was tough to make the selection for the show. Morrissey also revealed his own strong opinions on veterans and veterans' art.
My juror statement, I mentioned that it was kind of a painful process to eliminate much of anything because most of what we received was definitely exhibition quality work. My evaluation was pretty well based on the aesthetic merit of the work. I mean, obviously there is a point of view that's going to come through just like any other work that you might want to select if you're having an exhibition of a black artist or any other demographic kind of exhibition, you would have that expectation, of course. But, you know, I just like to say that as an artist who happens to also be a veteran, is I don't view my artwork as me working out my problems in any way whatsoever, just to throw that opposite point of view in. If you look through the history of art, you'll find that many people were veterans. It was only in the post-World War II era that being a veteran became something other than being a normal person. Purely has to do with the fact that the percentage of the population who nowadays experience military service is a fraction of what it had been in past decades.
Morrissey has contributed a piece of his own to the art exhibit. It's a photo collage which serves as the symbol of the exhibit on its website. The collage comes from a book project Morrissey spent years working on, photographing visitors to the Vietnam Memorial in Washington.
It occurred to me that I could tell the story of what was going on inside of not only my own mind, but that I could imagine what was going on inside of other people's minds while they were there at the memorial, what they were experiencing as far as, you know, memory of events and of people. So I did this images from a series called Wounded Memories.
I've been speaking with Paul Murray and Tom Morrissey, who put together the Veterans Art exhibit called Support and Defend at the Vets Gallery in Providence. I asked both men what they hoped the public would come away with after experiencing the art on display. Paul Murray.
I see Support and Defend as really a way of starting conversations and going past the kind of conversation where you say, thank you for your service, which so often has become both the beginning and the end of a conversation.
How about you, Tom? Would you agree with that?
Very much so, yeah. In fact, sometimes my wife says I shouldn't feel this way, but sometimes I'm almost offended when somebody thanks me for my service.
It seems to be just kind of a very superficial thing to say now, almost like have a nice day.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And not go beyond that.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think that there are many veterans who would want to go beyond that, you know, and they may not just exactly know how to start that conversation. And I think on the other side, the folks who are not veterans also want to understand more, but they're sort of reluctant about whether they should ask anything more.
Well, let's hope that some of that can be straightened out a little bit at the Support and Defend art exhibit. The conversation at least has begun there. I want to thank Paul Murray for coming in, also Tom Morrissey, Vietnam veteran, a professor at CCRI, and Paul, you're a photographer and a writer from Jamestown. Thanks for coming in, both of you.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.